The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Sir Graham Guthrie from Fu Manchu's torture chamber, and the discovery that Karame is again under the dominating influence of the doctor, Nayland Smith and Dr. Petrie, from their Baker Street windows, have seen a ghostly blue light appear in the night among the trees of the parkway across the road. Forsyth, a patient of Dr. Petrie's, who has just left the doctor, has seen it also, and has crossed the road to investigate. Before Smith can stop him, Forsyth has disappeared among the trees, and a few moments later is found dead. Smith is convinced that because of Forsyth's resemblance to himself, the man has unconsciously walked into a death trap set for Smith by Fu Manchu. Assisted by a constable, they carry Forsyth's body to Dr. Petrie's office. And as Smith returns to the parkway for further investigation, Petrie begins his examination of the body of his late patient. Intent upon his work, he does not see a leering face peering into the window. A moment later, a tinkle of glass is followed by a dull explosion.
Door, constable! Make for the door!
A bomb! They tossed a bomb through the window!
Door, quick!
Gas! Poison! I can't see!
This way! Here! I'll help you! Here, this is the bedroom. I'll open the window. You'll be all right in a moment.
By the saints! What's going on here? Dead men, poison gas.
Never mind that now. Stand here by the window. Breathe deeply. Oh, thank heaven we got out of there in time.
Amen to that, sir. I never smelt such stinking stuff.
In here, Nayland. The bedroom. Don't go into the study.
What's wrong?
Somebody tossed a gas bomb through the study window.
Great Scott, was it?
Must have been. Devil. He's gone back to using the green mist. We barely got out in time. Well, I think we can safely go into the study now and open the windows and clear that stuff out before the police arrive.
Not a word about this, Constable. To anyone, you understand?
I'll have to turn in my report, sir.
Then turn in your report directly to Inspector Weymouth, not through the regular channels. Let him handle it at the yard.
Very well, sir.
How is it, Petrie? Has it cleared away?
Pretty well clear. Have all the windows open. Still quite an odor. What a night.
That's all, Constable. You can return now to Scotland Yard.
Petrie, there are one or two things I want from your kitchen. Some milk, a bit of that fish left over from supper this evening, and a trowel.
What in the name of common sense? Oh, you're joking, then.
By no means. I'm going across to the park. I haven't finished out there yet.
It's very close to dawn, so I suggest you waken Mrs. McGregor. I shall want you both to watch from the windows. If anyone starts across the street, warn me with your flashlight.
Well, hadn't I better go with you?
Now look, old chap, I'm not trying to mystify you, but the presence of anyone might ruin my plans. I won't be long.
All right. I'll waken Mrs. McGregor. I'm sorry, Mrs. McGregor, to waken you so early, but do you mind dressing as quickly as you can and coming down to the study? And hurry, please.
I'll be right soon, Doctor.
I wonder what Smith's looking for out there. I should have insisted on going with him. Why the milk and fish and the trowel? There's that flashlight.
No, what is it, Doctor? I didn't take the time to dress properly.
Well, you can do that later, Mrs. McGregor. I just want you to sit here and watch that clump of elms across there. Now, if anyone should... Joe, there's a taxi stopping at the far side. Someone getting out.
She's a woman. And what would she be doing striking off across the park at this time of the morning?
Stay right where you are, Mrs. McGregor, right here at this window. If anyone else starts across, turn the light on and off 3 times. Good morning. Can I help you, madam?
What? Canemy?
What? This net is for snaring birds. What are you doing with it? Here, at this time of the day. And in those filthy clothes.
I do not know.
No, no. I don't suppose you know me. Very convenient to forget sometimes, isn't it? Now, what were you about to do with this net? Well?
You seem to be angry with me. Not because of what I'm doing, but because I do not remember you. Yes.
Now, don't bother to revert to the matter. You've chosen to forget that once we were friends. Now, please yourself. But answer my question.
Why do you treat me so? What have I done? I do not understand your reproaches, but I forget you. I tell you again that until you came one night last week to rescue someone from him, I had never seen you.
A fine story. You betray those who are mad enough to trust you. If you think it will pay you better to serve Fu Manchu than to remain true to your friends, that's your affair. Your slavery, or I take it you're posing as a slave again, is evidently not very harsh. You lure men to their destruction, and in return, Fu Manchu loads you with gifts.
So he loads me with gifts. Well, these are some of the gifts that he lavishes upon me. Look, my shoulder.
Good heavens, the marks of a lash. Why do you serve this monster?
Why do you question me if you think that everything I say is a lie?
What have you come here to do?
To catch birds. You have said so yourself.
What birds? By Jove, the hoot of an owl. So that's it, eh? All right, Kaname. I'm taking you to my house now.
No. No, you will catch me first.
Here now, wait. Oh, the devil. I haven't the heart.
I see Petrie.
Oh, yes. Here, Nayland. Where are you?
Back here, among the trees. Just a moment. Did I hear you talking? Hello, what's this?
A bird net.
So I see. But where did you find it?
I didn't exactly find it. Calame had it and left it.
Calame? Was she here?
Yes. As you can see her getting into that taxi on the far side of the park.
My dear Petrie, you're an imbecile. Calame's a beautiful toy, I grant you, but so is a cobra. Neither makes a good playfellow.
Oh, now drop that, Neil, and I can't listen to you.
You must listen. You're not only playing with a girl who's the favorite of an Oriental Nero, but with my life.
Now, just a moment.
I know she's utterly false, yet a glance from those dark eyes of hers makes a fool of you.
Now, Neil, and I'd...
Wait. If you're determined to go to pieces over her, the result is going to mean success for Fu Manchu. And you know it.
Now, isn't that a bit...
Now, look. An attempt is made on my life, resulting in the death of an innocent man. And you come along and let the murderer's accomplice escape, merely because she's beautiful.
Well, I'm sorry, Nin, and I...
Oh, well, forget it. Now, this wicker basket. Was it Caramel's?
Yes. It contained the net and...
This little parcel? Now, here. Smell it. You recognize the odor?
Yes, of course. Valerian.
Yes. Then you have an idea of what Caramel's up to?
No, not the slightest.
I see. Come along, then. I've set things for a visit we shall make to this grove of trees tonight. hope to trap something interesting. At midnight, we'll stand in the shadows of your street entrance. There it is, Beakley. Well, what time is it?
1:30.
Yes, I see it. Under the trees. You have your pistol and flashlight? Come along, then. I knew he'd make another attempt tonight. Now, if the clouds will only hold off for a little, I'll show you something interesting.
And do we make directly for the trees?
Yes. Quietly, but as quickly as possible.
What do you expect to find, Nayland?
Something from the menagerie of Fu Manchu. Here. Wait. Give me about 20 yards start, or no attempt will be made. But the instant I'm under those trees, join me.
All right, men.
Be careful, Nayland.
All right, Beasley. Come on. Hurry. Not so close, Beasley. Stand back. Back. Don't stand under that tree and don't look up.
Great Scott.
No, look out, man! Jump!
Ah! Got him!
Good Lord! Who? What is it?
Come here, look. Another of Fu Manchu's savages. Huh? Another dacoit. Ah. Well, the pagan gods fight on our side, Petrie. Elms have a dangerous habit of shedding limbs in still weather, particularly after a storm.
Huh? But where the devil was he, Nayland?
In that tree, lying along the bough which fell. That's why I found no footprints. Last night, he probably escaped by swinging from bough to bough, ape fashion.
Yes, but how could he have made those odd scratches we found on Forsyth's face and neck?
Oh, he didn't do it, Petrie. It was something he carried with him in that leather bag over his shoulders.
Oh, an owl?
No, not an owl. He uttered that call himself.
Hmm?
Well, we still have something to do, old chap. We must find... There. See it? Out there in the moonlight. Great Scott, it's coming directly for us. Shoot, man,
Fu Manchu.